I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Voting is underway in Pakistan following an election campaign that's been marred by violence and accusations of military interference. Secunder Kamani is in Islamabad.
The election campaign has been overshadowed by competing allegations between the two main parties. The PMLN party, which has been in power for the past 5 years, alleging that the PTI party, which is led by cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan, is being backed by the military. The PTI party, Imran Khan's party, alleging that the PMLN are corrupt. We've seen a number of convictions of high-profile PMLN figures, including the former Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. His brother is actually leading the party in Nawaz Sharif's absence. Polls at the moment predict a tight race between the two.
Greece is observing 3 days of national mourning following the deaths of at least 74 people in wildfires near Athens. James Reynolds reports.
Greece is still counting and identifying its dead. The Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, calls the death of so many people an unspeakable tragedy. The fires spread so quickly through the small coastal town of Mati that residents had no idea of knowing for sure which of their neighbours made it out alive and which did not. Officers discreetly cordoned off an area in which more than 20 people died. Their bodies were found huddling in small groups. Some survivors told me that the fires were simply a force of nature, but one young man insisted angrily that they were caused by arsonists.
An audio recording of a conversation between Donald Trump and his former lawyer Michael Cohen has been broadcast by the American television network CNN, in which they discuss making a payment to a Playboy model who said she'd had an extramarital affair with Mr. Trump. Peter Bowes has more.
The audio was secretly recorded by Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, in September 2016. Mr. Cohen and Mr. Trump can be heard discussing buying the rights to Kara McDougal's story about an affair she claimed she had with the US president years before he was elected. He denies it ever happened. When Mr. Cohen begins to discuss financing, he's interrupted by Donald Trump, who says, "What financing? We'll have to pay," Cohen responded. The audio is muffled, but Mr. Trump can be heard saying what sounds like pay with cash. Mr. Cohen immediately says, "No, no." Mr. Trump is then heard saying, "Check."
This is the World News from the BBC.